podcasters. How do we change the world? One successful podcast at a time. You're listening to Become a Successful Podcaster with host Bruce Jamoff. Rate him on Apple Podcasts.
You have a podcast? Now it's time to grow it. Build your audience, monetize, and more. It's all about becoming a successful podcaster. Now here's your host, Bruce Jamoff.
Welcome to another episode of Become a Successful Podcaster with Bruce Jamoff. Rate us on Apple. Hey, we're talking about search engine optimization for your podcast and how to get Google rankings. You want to get more subscribers and more people subscribing to your podcast and rating you on Apple and just interacting with your podcast in general. Most of us have websites and most of us have search engine optimization strategies to get better Google rankings for our websites. We're always worried about keywords and meta tags and what people have to type into Google or Yahoo or any search engine in order for you, your website, to come up higher on the search engine rankings. Most webmasters and website owners know about SEO, search engine optimization. Are we concerned about that for our podcast? Maybe you want to just get more people coming to your site or your website. You just want traffic. Well, maybe you want traffic to your podcast as well. And whether your podcast is on Buzzsprout or Anchor or Libsyn or any of those popular podcasting platforms, you want to come up in Google. My podcast comes up in Google if you search successful podcaster, at least for me. It might not for other people, depending on where they are in the world, but you want to come up as high as you can. And you need to know what those keywords are. If you have a YouTube channel, there's also such thing as search engine optimization or SEO for YouTube channels and videos. And you have a place in the YouTube interface for tags. Tags are basically just keyword. Well, you can do the same thing with your podcast. First of all, you need content. And I don't just mean audio content. I'm talking about words that Google can find and actually index for you. You can get that directly from your show notes. Each podcast hosting platform has their own limit as to the number of characters you can have in your show notes. I suggest you use them all. And you can even use somebody to transcribe your audio and put it directly into a blog format. Because if you have a blog with your podcast, which podcasters used to do in the beginning, you will also find that Google can also rank those particular blog posts. But you don't need it because you have a blog built in with Buzzsprout or Anchor or any of those podcast hosting platforms. The strategy is how do you actually use those to your benefit to get Google rankings? Well, here we go, my friends. I'm going to tell you exactly. First of all, as I said before, max out the number of characters that you have. Get to the max. It doesn't matter if you put in your podcast audio as a transcription and it gets cut off. Max it out and have as many keywords in there as you want for people to find you on the search engines. Technically, nobody cares about any search engine other than Google these days. When I first started building websites in 1995, I was optimizing for Yahoo. Google wasn't around yet. We had WebCrawler. We had AltaVista. We had all those. Those aren't even around anymore. Yahoo is around, but it's not really a search engine like it used to be. Not like Google is. So first of all, focus on Google. Definitely focus on Google. And when we come back from this message, I will continue on with this.
Leadership. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starfleet Leadership Academy. Its ongoing mission to develop leaders through Star Trek, to boldly go where no podcast has gone before. A Star Trek podcast told through the lens of leadership development. Subscribe today, the Starfleet Leadership Academy.
And we are back. We're talking about getting good Google rankings for your podcast, not just your website, but your podcast. Now, also, remember that if you're on LinkedIn, LinkedIn has very good search engine rankings. So you want to put all your podcast liner notes on LinkedIn, and likewise, all the social media that you can. If you can put your liner notes right on Facebook, you can do it as well. And Google will pick one of those up eventually, if not your blog or your Anchor or Buzzsprout page. That's important. And again, we're talking about keywords. Now, not meta tag keywords, because Google doesn't really use those anymore. But just put as many keywords into your audio when you're recording your podcast, and also into the liner notes or your blog post or LinkedIn post or whatever. Now, there's a rule about Google that you can't repeat the content, because they won't rank. They won't rank more than one comment or post with the same exact text. So you can vary it a little bit if you can. I mean, if you have a guest, put the guest bio in there. So when people Google that guest, your podcast just might come up. Is there a trend that's going on right now, like COVID-19 or something with politics? And you might not like politics in your podcast, I get it. But something that's just really making the news, because people are Googling that as well. Talk about that a little bit. Just mention one sentence about that in every podcast episode. Whatever's going on, whatever the big news is that day, definitely put that at least one line, at least 10 seconds into your audio and your blog post or your liner notes. There are other websites you can go to, like Google Trends, to figure out what the best keywords are that people are actually searching for. Put those into your podcast, right? You're going to go to trends.google.com, I think, or just go to Google and Google itself, Google Trends. Put in your podcast and all the keywords that you want to come up for. And then what you're going to do is you're going to put that into your audio, your liner notes, your social media post, because that's really important. And that is it. It's a very quick audio for you, very quick episode. And subscribe to us on Apple, rate me on Apple. And if you do, drop me a line on the New York City Podcast Network at nycpodcastnetwork.com and let me know. I might just review you back. Talk to you soon. Bye.